This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 76 of our readings, and it's March 17. So today we will be reading from Exodus chapter 27, Psalm 67, verses 21 through 36, Proverbs chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, and Mark chapter 14, verses 53 through 72. In Exodus today, we will hear a description of the altar that will be in the tabernacle, as well as a description of the courtyard and the lamp fueled by olive oil that is meant to burn continuously. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Exodus chapter 27. Now you shall make an altar of incorruptible wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make horns on its 4 corners. Its horn shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. Also you shall make a crown around the altar, and its cover, its libation bowls, its flesh hooks, its incense bowl, and all its utensils you shall make of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze, and on the network you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. You shall put them below under the grate of the altar, that the grate may be midway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar of incorruptible wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar to carry it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall you make it. You shall also make a court for the tabernacle. For the west side there shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side, and its 20 posts and their 20 bases shall be bronze. The hooks of the posts and their bands shall be silver. Likewise, along the east side shall be curtains 100 cubits in length, with its 20 posts and their 20 bases of bronze, and the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. And along the width of the court on the north side shall be curtains of 50 cubits, with their 10 posts and 10 bases. The width of the court on the south side shall be curtains of 50 cubits, with their 10 posts and 10 bases. The length of the curtains on one side shall be 50 cubits, with their 3 posts and 3 bases. On the other side shall be curtains of 15 cubits, with their 3 posts and 3 bases. For the gate of the court there shall be a veil of 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet fabric, and fine woven linen, made by a weaver. It shall have 4 posts and 4 bases. All the posts around the court shall be overlaid with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their bases of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits on each side, the width 50 on each side, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its bases of bronze. All the utensils, all the instruments, and all the pegs of the court shall be of bronze. You shall also command the children of Israel to bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of testimony, outside the veil before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be an ordinance forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Psalm 67, verses 21 through 36. Our God is the God who saves us, and the issues of death belong to the Lord's Lord. But God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy head of those who continue in their transgressions. The Lord said, I will return from Bashan, I will return in the depths of the sea, so your foot may be dipped in blood, the tongue of your dogs in the blood of your enemies. Your processionals were seen, O God, the processionals of my God and my King in the holy place. The rulers drew near, singers followed after. In the midst of them came young maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the churches, the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is the young Benjamin in ecstasy, the rulers of Judea and their leaders, the rulers of Zebulun and Naphtali. Give command, O God, to your power. Strengthen, O God, what you accomplished in us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring gifts to you. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reed, the herd of bulls among the heifers of the peoples, lest they shut out those proven in silver. Scatter the nations that desire wars. Ambassadors shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall draw near to stretch out its hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing to the Lord. Sing to God who rides upon the heaven of heavens towards the east. Behold, he will speak with his voice, a voice of power. Give glory to God. His magnificence is over Israel, and his power is in the clouds. God is wondrous in his saints. The God of Israel shall give power and strength to his people. Blessed is God. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. Wise women build houses, but those without discernment destroy them with their hands. He who walks uprightly fears the Lord, but he who is crooked in his ways will be dishonored. From the mouth of a man without discernment comes a rod of arrogance, but the lips of wise men guard themselves. Where there are no oxen, the stalls are clean, but where there are abundant crops, the strength of an ox is evident. A faithful witness does not lie, but an unrighteous witness kindles lies. Mark chapter 14. Verses 53 through 72. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. But Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" But not even then did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, "Prophesy." And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them." But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it." Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." A second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, "You will deny me three times." And when he thought about it, he wept. Jesus has now been betrayed and arrested. His disciples, who said they would remain with him, have all fled. Jesus is now being brought to a court led by the Sanhedrin. It is now Thursday night, and he is with the Sanhedrin throughout the night. That's when the trial, of sorts, takes place. And as you can imagine, any trial that takes place in the middle of the night can't be good. The idea was to do it quickly, before everybody noticed what was going on. So, who are the Sanhedrin? Well, they were a type of court, a tribunal consisting of chief priests, elders, and scribes. There was a lesser Sanhedrin in each city, and one great Sanhedrin, which was sort of like the Supreme Court. It seems like here we have the great Sanhedrin gathering to judge Jesus in a midnight mock trial. And as Jesus is mocked during the mock trial, Peter looks on from a distance. St. John Chrysostom makes the comment, "Oh, what strange and remarkable turns occur in these ironic events. When Peter merely saw his master seized, he was so ardent as both to draw his sword and to whack off the servant's ear. But alas, then when it might have been even more plausible for him to be even more indignant and to be inflamed and to burn upon hearing such revilings against his Lord, then he became a cringing denier, and that in the presence of a lowly and diminutive maidservant, and not only once, but a second and third time." I think about Peter's denial of Christ and how it was made that much worse by his boasting earlier on when he said he would never deny the Lord. It's not in our best interest to boast. Rather, we are called to be watchful because there's nothing that prevents us from falling into similar situations. Be watchful and seek the Lord's mercy. Keep in mind the parable of the publican and the Pharisee that we heard in church 3 weeks ago. Boasting about our strengths, especially to the Lord, never seems like a good idea. Meanwhile, look at Jesus, who could be boasting, but remains silent. There's a certain clarity that comes with silence, as well as a hazy fog that comes with boasting. This Lent, let us pray for clarity. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.